thanks for joining me here for the next 15 minutes. My real aim for the next 15 minutes is that you get three good insights for you and your team members to work on. These are some actionable tips. And today I'll be talking about reward programs for subscriber retention. So the acquisition folks did a great job acquiring you, and my job is to retain you after a heavy lunch. So a little bit about me. I work with subscription apps. Most of the apps currently fail to effectively engage and monetize their user base. And I sort of try and come and work with their product CRM growth teams to help them to get to business impact via customer engagement tools quickly and reliably. My wife likes to say that the only reason I have a podcast is because she's fed up of me and I need people to talk to CRM about. So do check it out. It's called LTV Talks. Just before we get started, these are the real heroes behind the projects that I speak about today. How many of you in the room, by the way, know Blacklane? Okay, one or two. What about Blinkist? Definitely a lot more. Okay, so Blacklane is a chauffeur, global premium chauffeur service. So a fancier Uber. And basically what they do is they have been in the business for the last 12 years or so. And more than 50 plus countries, more than 300 plus employees. And their job is to provide you a premium chauffeur service than what you would normally get. Blinkist is a nonfiction summary app. So it summarizes all the good books for you in less than 15 minutes. Both the Ionas there that you see are the reasons why Blacklane was a project success. They got me in before they knew what they wanted to do with subscriber retention. And I sort of came in at the ideation stage and started working with them on what a reward program could look like, what benefits they might get out of it, and things like that. Whereas for Blinkist, Matt Dyson, who is the director of CRM there, got me in, and they already had a plan of what they wanted to do with the rewards program. And I sort of came in and helped them get to that final stage quickly and reliably. So, and Josie, very talented CRM person who was the operational reason behind whatever we achieved. So I kind of misled you, right? So 300% user engagement is true, and we'll come to that. But I'm not going to do and show you like three ways in which we went about doing these case studies. More importantly, I'm going to give you three key observations that I've had in the last 2 years working with over 20 subscription apps. And the idea is to give you these observations because I don't see many apps noticing these, and I feel like they can unlock a lot of value for your subscribers and for your business. So the first one is that subscription is a promise of value creation. And most apps that I speak to, and I speak to a lot of apps, whenever I ask them what a subscription is, most often the reason or the answer I get is it's a recurring revenue model. And oftentimes I think we forget that for a customer, it's a recurring expense that they are trying to make for constant promise of value from your app, right? So you need to be really solving a problem for them. And as soon as you're providing more and more value to them, chances are they will stick with you. But it's hard to do that. So reward programs can be a source of parallel value. And let me show you with a quick example. So how many of you have seen Tazos before? Anyone? Okay, Kirill, nice. So when I was a kid, this was quite a rage in India. And we used to get these Tazos with a packet of chips. And we used to play with them with friends and, during recess and, whatever. Any free time we got, we were playing with these and we would fight with these Tazos. And the important thing is that this thing you got with a packet of chips, you didn't even get it. Like, this was not the source of value creation for a chip company, but this was a reward program, right? And I don't remember in my childhood ever buying any other packet of chips but this one, just because I could get my hands on another Tazos and show it off to my friends. And that's what I mean, right? This is an extreme example of a reward mechanism, but that's what it's at stake, right? Like, you can create these parallel value streams for your users by having something like that. Whenever I talk to clients, by the way, like, you know, where as soon as I say reward mechanisms, people go to badges, and that's like the most common one. But there's definitely a lot of things you can do, right? Like if you're a health and fitness app, can you schedule a 1 hour appointment with a nutritionist if you win a certain contest? That's a reward mechanism, right? That adds additional value for their users. So that's what I want to show. And to that point, the first case study is with Blacklane. So Blacklane is not a subscription product, right? For their chauffeurs, it's a source of their livelihood. And what I mean is, like, you know, all these cab drivers or chauffeurs would rely on their livelihood for with services like Blacklane. And that's why in the value sense of things, it's still a subscription because they get constant value out of it. And if you've been in a cab, which I'm guessing you have if you're here, you know, it's very common for them to have multiple apps at the same time. So you would see them scrolling on the app and finding the best price that they can for the next ride. And they would take the next ride. They don't care if it's an Uber or if it's Blacklane or whatever, right? And so the Blacklane team came with a bet. They said, let's launch a rewards program. Let's see what happens. Can we give a slight edge to our chauffeurs, you know, for choosing us over the competitors? And this was like this was a bet, right? Typically with reward programs, you don't have any underlying data. You don't have any sort of supporting data that can make your case validate your case, sorry. So that's how it started. And one thing that's important to note here is that the journey of creating a reward program like this has a lot of stakeholder involvement, right? So don't expect it to be a very easy journey. What we did here is a bit of context, by the way, like for Blacklane and every other ride-hailing app, there was a lot of built-up demand after COVID, right? So there were a lot of people who wanted to take rides, but you know, there were not enough chauffeurs to sort of serve the ride base, right? So all the apps were competing quite aggressively, and they couldn't acquire all these chauffeurs as soon as they wanted to. So the idea was to get more out of each chauffeur and to increase ride acceptance rate, which we did by a reward program. It resulted in 43% improvement in ride acceptance rate. And if you look at email engagement, or just like, I know that's a leading metric, not very reliable, but if you looked at any other engagement touchpoint, we saw a 10 to 15% increase in engagement with everything we had to say, which gave us a good sign that people wanted to listen to these kind of communications and they wanted to know how their rewards were functioning. One thing I left out here is that this was completely built via CRM. There was no product natively built rewards program in the app. So this was done entirely through piecing together communication channels and with no product involvement or with no native product experience. So you can get gains like those, but subscriber retention is tough. So my argument to you is that you need to work on subscriber retention, and there are some good reasons why. So if you look at the dynamics of the industry, more and more people are getting more subscriptions, which is great. But more and more apps are also entering the ecosystem, which makes it a very crowded space. So if you go into a health and fitness niche, there are about 100 apps that might help you to get fitter. And how do you compete with these apps is getting tougher by the day. And so I would argue that a reward mechanism or a parallel value stream can help you get ahead of the curve. And if you look at this, is reflected in different bunch of things, right? Like if you look at customer acquisition costs, they have gone up in the last 5 years by 60%. Someone tells me that it's not as high as 60, but like maybe around 30 to 60, depending on where you are. And if you look at majority of the apps, what's happening is only 5 people after, you know, out of 100 people who you pay so much to acquire, pay you even a single dollar. That's crazy, right? Only 5. And if you look at the people who pay you again for a second term, that's around 2 people. So, and that's, of course, that's industry average. That depends on trial length, you know, and all bunch of things, but that's a good average to pay after. And that's where I think retention becomes even more and more important, and you need to find constant value creators. Now, the question is, okay, if this is all so tough and there is already a way to achieve good results, why are people not making these reward mechanisms, right? Like, why are people not working on this? And the answer is, like, have you seen a product backlog for any team, right? Like, that's, you can't prioritize this stuff. So product teams are busy building important features for your app, and it's very tough to prioritize a gamification or a rewards program. And typically it involves a lot of effort without knowing what you will gain out of it. And in our data-oriented industry, it's very tough to get these things going, right? So that's where I want to pitch customer engagement or CRM tools to you, because these tools are getting very powerful, and I see most subscription apps not utilizing them to their fullest extent. And I feel there's a lot of scope that is left on the table. And if you can go, you know, capitalize on that, then you can definitely get ahead of your competitors, either in the way you engage with your customers or in the way you retain them. Just a quick snapshot, right? Like, CRM possibilities have increased drastically. Most apps still do email, push notifications, and don't go further than that. But there is so much more that are available that you can reach out to people with in-product channels, like in-app messaging or content cards if you've used Braze before, but also out-of-product channels, right? Like SMS, WhatsApp. So you can really piece together a lot of things with these kind of CRM platforms, and I encourage you to definitely check them out. These can be very good testing grounds for innovative ideas. So if you have a reward mechanism or any other sort of idea that you want to test, these can serve as the backbone of the company and produce very quick results for your product teams to learn out of, right? You can understand which type of messaging works. You don't need to build everything from scratch. You can pull out stuff very quickly. So it really helps you to iterate and speed up your testing. It does need cross-team support. So please don't go to your CRM teams and ask for this to happen next week. You know, people will kill me or criticize me. This is the case study from Blinkist. Again, something we did only via the CRM tool. They were using Braze. We did a rewards program for premium subscribers. And if you are into the reading market, you probably know what I'm talking about, right? Like, you read a few books. After a few months, no one's even touching any books. So it works the same way with summary apps. Huh? And so after 3 months into a year-long subscription, most users are passively looking at Blinkist or, you know, not even caring to read anything. And so what happens is you kind of expect them to not be retained after 1 year. And all brands have this conversion-first mindset where they're not even looking at these things. Blinkist was ahead of the curve, I think. And they went with this reward program, which sort of capitalized on different behavior. My favorite was the night owl badge that you see here, which is if you read a summary between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m., you would get a night owl badge, which was, you know, because you're a night owl. And what we saw was a 75% increase in meaningful engagement. And meaningful engagement is reading X amount of books in 1 month. It's a very high number, something that Blinkist knew would lead to higher subscriber retention. And then if you just look at engagement, which is reading a book in 1 month, that was up by 300%. So there are very big gains that are to be had. I would encourage you to all think about subscriptions as value streams, you know, and try to find these parallel value streams or value stream enhancers to your product. It is tough, so act quickly. You know, the industry doesn't wait. There are some niches which are still to be capitalized, and I think these could be good ways to do it. And use CRM, you know, and I'm not just saying that because it's my line of work. I think it's very important, and I think you should definitely look into it because most apps aren't. Finally, I run a bunch of things like workshops and sessions on, you know, like these kind of best practices and how can you get out more out of CRM. So this is CRM operating system for subscription apps. I'm doing a 1 hour session on October 11th where you or your teammates could join in and have a look. It's priced, so you know you have to pay a cost, but whatever you pay will be donated to support child education in India. So yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for your time.